Shalom to all. Today's office cholim daf kuf yoda. We're starting about the second line with the words kisalik. And today's office sponsor lili nishmas marsh mirim sharbatz miyakam moshe hernish shama should have an aliyah. So we're discussing chal, the udder of an animal, and what needs to be done in order to be able to eat it. Mishnah says kaira, he has to tear it open and remove the milk. Now the gemara discussed, let's say he didn't do so, what's the din? So we had two different members in the name of Rav. The first one is ani over olav umutter. The second was ani over olav v'aser. So now going on the second member that is aser, the gemara tells us kisalik Reb Elazar. When Reb Elazar went up to Eretz Yisrael, ashkel is iri. He encounters the iri. Amar lei, he asked him. Is there somebody here who had taught Rav this din of Khal that if it was cooked without being torn open, removing the milk, it's usur? So Rav Yitzchak bar Avudimi, he showed him to Rav Yitzchak bar Avudimi, he pointed him in his direction, and then he went and asked Rav Yitzchak bar Avudimi this. So Amar Lei, Rav Yitzchak bar Avudimi told him, Ani lo shenisi l'chal kolikar. I didn't teach him anything about Khal actually. V'Rav bikamatz v'gadar b'gedar. Rav found an open field and put a fence around it. What does that mean? So the Rav ikla tatalfush. Rav visited this place and shamalahi itzo the kamil chaverta. He heard that one woman was asking her friend Riva de Besra kama. This certain amount of meat, how much milk do I need to cook it in so it can be tasty? Amar, so he said to himself, they not know that basar b'chalav is asr? So he akiv, he stuck around for a little bit, he asked them even khal, even udders, in order to prevent this huge pirtz that they had over there that they were cooking basar b'chalav. And that's really where Rav got it. It's from his own experience, and I didn't actually teach him anything. Now for the clarification of this, Rav Kahana Masni Hachi, Rav Kahana teaches what we had just said now, whereas Rav Yosef bar Abba Masni, Rav Yosef bar Abba teaches as follows, that what do Rav Yosef bar Avudimi say? I thought regarding the khal of a nursing animal, it has so much milk in it, so that would be also if it's cooked with its milk. However, because of the pilpul, the sharpness of Reb Chiya, he taught this regular, meaning when Reb Chiya taught over the din of khal, he thought that everyone else was as sharp as him, and that they would understand the difference between a khal of a menika and a regular khal, and so he just taught this din to Rav Stam, that a khal that wasn't torn open before cooking is usr, and Rav understood that to mean every khal, but really he just misunderstood, and even Reb Chiya's intent was only referring to Khal Shalmanika, a nursing animal's Khal, and so that's where Rav got his din from. Another story about Khal. Rav and Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Ikol bear a puppy, they both visited the house of a puppy. Isol Kamayatav Shiloh the Khal, they brought a dish of Khal in front of them. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef achal, Ravin loy achal, Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef ate it, whereas Ravin did not eat it. Now Rabbi Abai said, Ravin Tichla, amay loy achal. Why did Ravin Tichla not eat this? I was calling him Ravin Tichla. Tichla is the Aramaic word for somebody who buried their children when they were alive, and that's what happened to Ravin, so he was calling him this. And so he's asking, why did Ravin not eat it? Mechti Latzi, the Bitsu der puppy, Brate, Rav Yitzchak. The wife of a puppy is the daughter of Yitzchak Navcha, and Rav Yitzchak Navcha married the Ovda Hava. Rav Yitzchak Navcha, he's the married the Ovda. Whereas Rashi translates that Zahir b'masim tovim, he's very careful, he does good deeds. Ilav d'shmiel loyim bein nasha loy hava avda. If she wouldn't have heard this, meaning she didn't learn this from her father's house, she wouldn't have done it. So if she makes you a dish of khal, of course you could eat it. One more story about khal. The surah loy achli kachli, but Pumadisa achli kachli. In surah they wouldn't eat khal at all, whereas in Pumadisa they would eat khal. Now Rambar Tamri, do who Rambar the Kuli? Rambar Tamri, who is Rambar the Kuli? According to some of the Girso is that Ram Bar Tamri, who was the father-in-law of Ram Bar Dekuli, either which way, there's Ram Bar Tamri, mi Pumbadisa, he's from Pumbadisa, remember where they eat chal, Ikol Asura, he visited Sura, where they don't eat chal, Mali Yom Kippuri, this is on Erev Yom Kippur, and Avkinu Kuli Alma Kachlinu, everyone took the chal from the animals that they had shechted for Erev Yom Kippur, and Shadinu, they threw them into the street because no one ate them. So Azul Ihu Nuktenhu, he went, he took these, and Achlinu, who ate them. Now Isula commanded Rav Chizda, they brought in front of Rav Chizda, so Amal Rav Chizda asked him, Amai Tavid Hachi, why did you do this? Asin Sura don't eat chal. So Amal he responded to him, I'm from Rav Yehuda's place, and we do eat chal. So Amar Lehi asked him, "Bless lecha, you don't hold the following mishnah: Nosen ol v'chomer makom shatz misham v'chomer makom shalach l'sham. That we place upon a person the chomers of the place that he left and the chomers of the place that he's currently located in. You travel from place A to place B. Not only do you have to keep the chomers of place A where you had just left from, but you also have to keep the chomers of the new place that you arrived at. So even though where you come from, Pumbadisa, you're makel, but over here we're in Surah, we're machmir, so you have to be machmir." So Amar Lehi responded him, "Chutzot chomach l'sinhu. I ate it outside the chom. It wasn't within the city." Limits, so I was allowed to do so. He asked him another question, Umatavisinhu, how did you cook it? Where'd you get firewood from? Or Malay told him, Beportsane, I found great pits over there, that's what I made the fire from. So he asked him, Vidom Yai Nesach Havai, maybe they were from Yai Nesach, they're from wine that was for Avai Zara, so they're Asr. Or Malay responded to him, Lachshim Asr Chadish Havai, this is after 12 months, and once after 12 months, Mishnah Avai Zara says that they're considered dry and they're no problem. So he asked him another question, Vidom Mudgezel Havai, maybe it's considered Gzela, meaning maybe the owners were going to come back and you're considered stealing by taking them. So Malay told him, Yej Bail Havai, they for sure had given up hope on them. How do I know that? The chadachu b'hu chilfi, that's because there was grasses growing from them, so for sure the owner wasn't coming back. Now Rav Chizda observed something else interesting. Chazi, do I have a manach tefillin? He saw this Rav Bar Tamri didn't wear tefillin. Amalei asked him, my time alei manach tefillin, why are you not wearing tefillin? Amalei told him, chalamei ayim hu. This person, referring to himself, has stomach issues. If Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, chalamei ayin, pater manach tefillin. If somebody has stomach issues, is pater from tefillin. That's because he has to constantly be removing them. It's hard to keep a clean body, gufnaki, and therefore he doesn't have to wear tefillin. Another thing, Chazi, do I have a kurami chute? He saw so he didn't have strings, which means he wasn't wearing tzitzis. Amalei Chizda asked him, "My tamalas chachute? Why aren't you wearing tzitzis?" Amalei responded to him, "Tal shulahi, I'm wearing a borrowed garment from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, 'Kufiyot on base on top, tal shulah kol shalishim yom p'tur minat tzitzis.' That a borrowed garment for 30 days doesn't require tzitzis." Now, the hachi in the meantime, while they were talking, Asula hu gavra, they brought a fellow to Beis Din. Deloy have a meikra avu ve'imei. He's shown proper honor to his father and mother. He wasn't even kind in the midst of kibud ava'im. And so, what do they do? Kaftu, they tied him up and they were going to give him malchus. This is not because he was ivor an iser. Rather, this has to do with malchus in order to get a person to do a mitzvah. We have multiple places throughout Shas that if a person refuses to do a mitzvah's essay, then we can be makin oisai at shem roitzani, or as Rashi over here says, makin oisai at shetetse nafshai. We could strike him until his soul leaves him, and that's what they were going to do to this fellow. He wasn't doing kibud ava'im, so they were going to give him malchus. So Amalu, Ryan Bar Tamri told them, shavkuhu, leave him alone. Titani, because we have a braisa, kompas asay shematan scharn betzida, any mitzvah's essay that its schar is right next to it, which means that the Torah writes what the schar for this mitzvah is, ain bezin shalmatan muzarn aleha. Bez down here, they don't have to be on top of that. And the mitzvah of kibud ava'im as matan schar betzida. The Torah says, lamanya richon yamecha. So you could have lengthy days. If a person is careful with kibud ava'im, so they'll have a richos yamim. Therefore, bezin doesn't have to be in charge of that because automatically we know that if a person is not careful with kibud ava'im, so then he will not have a richos yamim. And that's his punishment, says Rashi. And so Rabbi Bar Tamri is telling them, leave this fellow alone. So Amar Leif Chazza told him, Chazinul Chod Harifas Tuva, I see that you're extremely sharp. You have an answer to everything over here. So Amar Leif told him, Yavis Ba'asu Rabbi Huda, if you're in the place of Rabbi Huda, Achvino Chachurfai, I'll really show you my sharpness when we're over there. And for now, that concludes the discussion about Khal. Now moving on to something else, which we had mentioned briefly previously, namely the liver of an animal. Remember, we had the whole story with Yalta asking her husband Rav Nachman about eating Basar B'chalav, and as she was leading up to this question of, I want to eat something that's Basar B'chalav, that's Mutter, she said that we know that everything that's Asr has a counterpart which is Mutter, and one of the examples was that blood is Asr, but liver, Kaved, is Mutter. And Kaved basically is blood, it has so much blood in it, it's considered blood, and it tastes like blood in a way. So you see, it's permitted to eat Kaved, it's permitted to eat liver. So we're going to have a whole discussion about this. Armalei Abayler of Safra, Abay told Rav Safra as follows, Kisalkas Lahasam, when you go up over there, meaning when you go to Eretz Yisrael, Be'imi Nayhu, ask from them, Kavda Ma'atun Bey. What do you hold regarding Kaved with liver? Is allowed to be cooked in a pot or not? On one hand, we know that the Kaved itself is permitted, even though it has dam inside, and so maybe we would say that it's Mutter. On the other hand, when it's being cooked in a pot, the blood is now coming out of it, and so now that blood actually has din blood, and it would be Aser because it's not in the liver anymore. So what's the halacha? So Kisalk, when Rav Safra went up, Ashkali Rav Zreka, he encountered Rav Zreka, and he asked him this question. So Amalei Rav Zreka told him, I cooked a Kaved, a liver for Abami, v'achla, and he ate it. So it's perfectly fine. So Kisalk Abay, when Rav Safra came back to Abaye and he told him this, Amalei, Abaye responded to him, L'meisar nafshalaykom b'ayli, I'm not asking about Asering itself. I mean, I'm not asking about the liver. Of course, when you cook liver, you could eat the liver. There's no problem with it. And that's because even if you want to say that the blood which comes out of it is a problem, that blood is not being reabsorbed into the liver. That's because as the liver is cooking, it's being pilate. It's expelling the blood that's inside. And we already learned previously that as long as something is being pilate, it's expelling, it's not able to be bilea at the same time. So this liver, since it's being pilate the blood, it's not able to be bilea that same blood that it's being pilate. So I don't have a question regarding the liver. Kika and Bailey, what was my whole question of Safra? Lemeser chaverta, to ask for something else. Meaning, let's say liver was cooked with a piece of meat in a pot. Does that blood that comes out of the liver now go into the other piece of meat and aser it? Or no? Maybe blood that comes from liver is not a problem at all. So Rav Safra responded to him, not understanding the question. Why are you not bothered regarding asering the liver itself, that that's not an issue? Did not, because we have Mishnah Mefreshes that tells us, ain't an aseres, it doesn't become aser. Well, lemeser chaverta namileti bailacha, you shouldn't ask a question in regards to asering something else either. Did not, because the same Mishnah says, Hakavid aseres ve'in an aseres. Liver asers, but it doesn't become aser. Mipneshi piletes ve'inoi belas. That's because it's being pilot, it's expelling, it's not absorbing inside of it. So this Mishnah should answer all your questions, Abaye. So Amalei Abaye responds to Rav Safra, no, delma hasam bekavde da asura. Maybe that's talking about a kavid which was aser, let's say it was from a trefa. And so why would it aser the other piece of meat that's being cooked with? Kufir alfam ralf on top, mishum shamnunisa. That's because of its fat. The fats from the not kosher liver are going into the kosher piece of meat. That's why it is oiseres, it asers, but eino neeseres, it does not become aser. This would be in the reverse case where we have a kosher liver that's being cooked with a non-kosher piece of meat. That's because it's so busy being pilate, it's expelling the blood that's inside of it, so it doesn't have the chance to be bilea, the non-kosher fats. And so it could be that's what that Mishnah is referring to. But mishum dama, my, what about blood? If we're just looking at the blood aspect of the liver, how do we view blood from a kosher liver? When that blood is expelled, when it's niflat from it, do we say that it's a problem or no? And that's the question that I really wanted you to ask. Now we're going to stop before the day, pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.